You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini 25. This is your host, Jay Allen. Today, I wanted to talk about something that's probably common amongst the industry, but something that might apply to you directly, and that's micromanagement. Micromanagement continues to be something that we're seeing across the industry related to safety. When it comes to managing a workplace, there are many people who have the tendency to want to hold tightly onto behaviors of those in the workplace. In the business world, this is called micromanagement. So I have to tell you, since the recession occurred back in the early 2000s, many businesses have begun to engage in the process that demonstrate a tighter control over their employees. This isn't entirely unwarranted. Many businesses were able to cut cost and overhead by tightly controlling their production process. However, this brought a series of side effects that continue to be felt all over. According to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, micromanagement can lead to mental stress amongst workers. By OSHA's own research, stress is one of the most frequent and dangerous hazards in the workplace, as it often leads to many other hazards being overlooked. This is because as workers are more and more stressed, they put a great deal of less thought into the work that they are doing. This is dangerous, especially for jobs that require manual labor and heavy machinery. By that logic, micromanagement continues to cause workers to think less about their work, causing their quality to drop. And the other side that we tend to forget is that micromanagement prevents independent thought. Another reason that micromanagement can be detrimental to workplace safety is that it negates the independent thought of your workforce. As an employee's thoughtfulness and dedication to their present task are enhanced when they feel some level of personal accomplishment with their work, which will help them find ways to improve the current process for the safety of the company. This is far more likely to happen when they feel a level of independence. Treating your workers like machines means that you won't get a full benefit of hiring the thought process of another human being, as they will be put less effort into their problem solving or independent work outside of the basic task. While micromanaging your process might bring up efficiencies for your current process, it also negates the ability for your workers to contribute to the growth and innovation of the company. So a lot of managers out there want to micromanage their employees. Maybe this is time to look at it and take a revisit of let your independent thinkers and those people who think outside of the box really run with some of those safety programs and change the aspect of your organization. I know sometimes it's very difficult for micromanagers to let go, but you're also really losing a lot of that philosophy and thought when you don't allow them to do so. That's your Safety FM Mini for this Friday. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.